The murder of Catherine Steinle is still on people's minds. She's the young woman who was walking in a touristy part of San Francisco this month when she was shot, apparently at random. Her death became part of the immigration debate because the arrested suspect is from Mexico and he'd been deported several times. Now the crime is part of the presidential campaign, too. Candidate Donald Trump says the case points to what's wrong with immigrants here illegally. Others say that's ridiculous. So we asked the world's Monica Campbell to unravel what's going on. She starts with Trump's most notorious comment on the debate.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're not sending you. They're not sending you. They're sending people that have lots of problems. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people.
Donald Trump, billionaire, presidential candidate, joining others like Iowa Congressman Steve King, who say immigrants, Mexicans really, commit a lot of crime, violent crime. Trump says the killing in San Francisco shows this, but those who study immigrants and crime say that's not true.
It's an extremely slanted and distorted and kind of, you know, scared view of the world.
Walter Ewing is with the American Immigration Council in D.C. First, he says, there's this big picture fact about immigrants in the U.S., legal or not.
Immigrants have been less likely than the native-born to be criminals for about the past century at least. This is a fact that seems to be consistently overlooked in the policy debate over immigration.
But the debate that the killing in San Francisco raises is also about the millions of immigrants here without authorization and when they should be handed over to immigration authorities. Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, the suspected killer from Mexico, tests the system. He was in prison for returning to the U.S. after being deported several times and for drugs. Then he was sent to San Francisco to face another drug charge, marijuana. The charge was dropped. Sanchez was released. San Francisco's policies let the police ignore a federal request to hold him for deportation. Why? The city says it won't assist deporting immigrants for low-level crimes. For violent crimes, yes, but not for things like marijuana. Cracking down could crush community relations in a heavily immigrant area. Rosie Cho is an immigration lawyer in San Francisco. She defends the policy.
San Francisco, as a city and a county, has chosen to not play a part in that enforcement role. And we shouldn't have to play that role.
Cho's office is just blocks from the waterfront where Sanchez allegedly killed Catherine Steinle this month. Every day, Cho defends immigrants whose rap sheets aren't as extreme as Sanchez's, but who do have records.
But if you look at their criminal record, it's really for nonviolent offenses and often offenses related to their living as an undocumented person in this country. They end up violating a lot of the laws that we take for granted, not worrying about being arrested for not having a driver's license. I've been doing this for over 15 years, and I can count on my hand the number of cases I've had where the offenses involved any kind of injury or violence against a person or property.
She hopes this case won't tear down a policy that, she says, protects due process and immigrants from being treated more harshly because of their status. Jessica Vaughn disagrees.
I shouldn't have to wait until someone commits a felony or a violent crime before they're allowed to deport someone.
She's a former consular officer in Trinidad and Tobago and is now with the Conservative Center for Immigration Studies. We talked from her home outside of Boston. She points to the more than 1,800 immigrants who were rearrested last year after they were let go because of policies like San Francisco's. Most of those arrests were for nonviolent violations, including DUIs.
After all, it's important for people in the community, including immigrants, to know that those few immigrants within the population who are committing crimes are going to be held accountable for it and that they're going to be removed instead of returned to the community.
Vaughn says it should be one strike, you're out, regardless of the years someone has been here or rehabilitation. People on both sides do agree, though, that there should be a serious debate about the immigration system and its flaws. and what someone with a record like Sanchez's, with multiple deportations, says about who should stay or go. With the heated speeches, though, and some politicians casting immigrants as criminals, the worry continues that a chance for real dialogue will get lost. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell, San Francisco.